Florida State Oceanography Professor Ian McDonald has spent decades studying the Gulf of Mexico. Most of his work has centered specifically on oil in the Gulf, both natural seeps and industry leaks. McDonald says shortly after the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded off the Louisiana coast, he and his researchers noticed numbers from BP and the federal government didn't add up.
So we looked at the size of the oil slicks and the rate at which the size was increasing, and it was obvious to me, it seemed obvious to me, that a rate of 5,000 barrels a day, you know, couldn't possibly produce oil slicks of the size that we were seeing and that were being reported.
McDonald was one of the first scientists to call those findings into question. His research subsequently became the basis for part of the federal government's civil lawsuit against British Petroleum. The oil giant and the federal government are at odds now in court over how much oil spilled into the Gulf. A federal judge in Louisiana will decide how much BP will pay in fines, depending largely on how much crude was released. But McDonald says he and his colleagues were wrong, even after they revised the estimates up.
You know, initially we said that it had to be at least 25,000 barrels a day at a bare minimum. Well, we know that the agreed upon rate after all of the data were collected and analyzed, and it took a long time to get that done, the agreed upon rate is somewhere between 50 and 60,000 barrels a day.
3 years after the spill, the Gulf waters are again clear. The oil began dissipating a week after the well was plugged. But McDonald thinks neither the state nor the nation has changed procedures enough in the wake of the disaster to prevent a similar event in the future.
I don't see that the state government has done that, and I don't think that really, you know, to present, the federal response has achieved that. I think we're sort of pretty much back to where we were.
The Gulf oil spill has become the largest in U.S. history, surpassing the previously worst disaster, the Exxon Valdez in Alaska. Exxon was fined about $900 million. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.